This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An arrest after a train wreck in Greece that killed dozens of people. The station master in the city of Larissa has been arrested following a head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train. The cause of the collision not immediately clear. The AP's Charles Deledesma.
A witness of the deadly train collision in Greece tells the Associated Press both the passenger and freight trains involved in the crash were completely destroyed. Witness Vasilis Polizos says he believes the passenger train was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour when the crash happened. After the collision, he says people naturally were scared. They didn't know where they were. Survivors say several passengers were thrown through the windows of the train cars due to the impact. I'm Charles Deledesma.
You may be in the path of some snow, heavy rain, or flooding. The AP's Jennifer King tracks the severe weather forecast for much of the nation.
The National Weather Service predicts that a powerful weather system could affect most of the lower 48 states into Thursday, with heavy snow across the southwest and some portions of the high plains, and record high temperatures in the Gulf Coast into the Ohio Valley. Areas in the dividing line, such as the Tennessee and lower Mississippi Valley, could see severe weather and flash flooding.
Three Kansas City police officers were shot and wounded while executing a search warrant early this morning, leading to a standoff at a home there. Nobody immediately taken into custody. All three officers are expected to recover from their wounds. One of President Zelensky's top advisors is denying that Ukraine used drones to attack Russian territory earlier this week, saying Ukraine doesn't strike Russian territory. Ukraine is waging a defensive war, he says. Again today, China is dismissing U.S. suggestions that the COVID pandemic may have been triggered by a virus that leaked from a Chinese lab. This is AP News. Chicago's voters have spoken. The AP's Norman Hall with what they said.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says being elected was the honor of a lifetime, but she's been denied a second term by voters. Lightfoot, the first black woman and first openly gay person to lead the city, won her first term in 2019 after promising to end decades of corruption and backroom dealing at City Hall. But opponents blamed Lightfoot for an increase in crime and criticized her as being a divisive, overly contentious leader. Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will meet in the April 4th runoff. Vallis is a former school CEO and is backed by the police union. Johnson is a Cook County commissioner endorsed by the Chicago Teachers Union. I'm Norman Hall.
Searchers have uncovered the remnants of what's believed to be a 5,000-year-old restaurant or tavern in an ancient city in Iraq, complete with a rudimentary refrigeration system and clay bowls. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.